Once again to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. This is Kevin Walter, your host. True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is your full service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, depository service. Been doing business for a number of years, I'm going to go with about, 26 years, something like that, which means we probably have a little bit of practice. I can't even believe when I say that, it kind of blows my mind, because I remember year one, year two, and, it was a passion. I was in banking, I had a pretty strong collegiate background that I never should have gotten. I kind of came from a pinball machine of a life, and I have a pretty good feeling what happened. I came to the world when I was about 18, in college after, like I said, a pinball life, being bounced around, pushed around, and not necessarily tended to appropriately, but, you know, everyone's got their thing, and, it ends up God had a plan, and that's all that really matters, God had a plan, and, you know, we all have lives that crisscross other lives, and God deals with each one of us, and some people submit, some don't, and, I had just, you know, always taken responsibility for my actions to kind of an extreme, and then, you know, then there's people that don't, and they pass the buck. And they say they do, they might work hard and serve themselves. I just had a situation with a, you know, quote, flash individual business person who doesn't share my faith and kind of set me up in a situation that didn't turn out to be so great. And he thinks he says all this stuff about what a great person is. Well, first of all, if you understand humility, you don't do that. And secondly, what boils down to is he does things that serve his own purpose. And as believers, we do the opposite. We do things that serve other people's purpose with no other purpose. And people who don't know the Lord don't get it. It makes no sense. I've taken some highly, extraordinarily successful people to different fundraisers. My wife and I have given a substantial amount of money or something like that. And they'll say, well, I understand what you're doing, and it's a public business, and like, my business is no law on the card, no law on the tags, no one even knows. And Christ said to that, not what the left hand, not what the right hand's doing. And I spoke to one of these individuals, and I said, well, it's just because it's good. It's not just because, yes, it's because God wants us to be good. I mean, yes, but it's not a forced action. When your heart's in the right place, it's not like, well, I better do good now because God wants me to do good. I hate that. It's like the Old Testament talks about being truly righteous, and that means right-minded towards God. Once God occupies your heart, you are transformed. It says you're a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. You are transformed. If you are not a transformed individual, if you live in the flesh, and you struggle with anger and defensiveness and self-centeredness, the Spirit's not controlling you. You may have come to Christ at one time, and you know, you want to go, I don't know, but it's, you know, and trust me, I'm a tough guy. I'll stand up for myself if you come into our business or something, and you're going to misbehave, or you're going to treat like people wrong or something. This is my home. And we are also responsible for the environment and atmosphere of our home. And I mean our home, my business is my home, my home is my home. My family is my home. And so we have an obligation to stand up for that. You know, we've got to do that. But, so it's not about cowardice and weakness. It's interesting when it says, blessed are the meek. The meek are guys like, I spent years, decades in martial arts. And I knew guys snowmobile that could literally take out a small cloud. And yet they walk around and shoulders kind of slumped and they're super sweet and nice, and you talk to them and you can bump them and then push them, you can even get in their face. Hey man, you couldn't want whatever. Doesn't matter, I'm a new grandson. I know guys like this that literally can do things that you would not even imagine physically. When you watch martial arts on TV, extreme style, there it's true. But you just don't understand when someone spends their entire life. I know people from the age of 7 to 50 that spent, you know, 40 hours a week learning, frankly, let's be honest, how to kill people, right? Not yet. Would you ever know? They're the sleekest, most sullen, calm, sweet. That's meekness. That's what God says. Blessed are the meek. Meekness is the opposite of arrogance. But then he also says, blessed are the peacemakers. God expects you to have courage and to be and appropriate pride. He expects you to be brave. The land of the whole, the land of the free and the home of the brave is what we say in this country. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Brave, brave, brave. What does brave really mean? Brave, frankly, means you're willing to lay down your life for another man. What did Jesus say? There is no greater love than this, that one man lays down his life for another. That is what bravery is. That is what a lot, the majority of our military personnel have done. The biggest problem is they've been funneled into political anarchy and just madness. You got the Biden-Afghanistan pullout. You know what? Who cares how we got there? Now this is post 9/11, folks. If I'm correct, today is 9/12. And, granted, I believe that whole 9/11 thing was a clustered mess. So who cares how we got there? But once we, the United States of America, came in as occupiers, we had an obligation. We, Joseph R. Biden has let people die at a rate that is unfathomable in a hideous, you know, they have videos. I think there's one called Senior Pick Me, a movie that came out, I watched the guy interview. Green Beret, very knowledgeable guy, captain of whatever. He was talking about the Taliban just unloading clips of AK-47s on the ground, just shitting people. Children, everything. They're the sickest, grossest bunch on earth. Okay, here's the deal. You say, well, little Islamic people are like that. Okay, great. Show me a Christian organization that does that stuff. And stop feeding me the Crusades killed 60,000 people. The Crusades lasted 400 years. Maybe they made a few mistakes, but they had a purpose. Their purpose was to renew God's standing on this earth biblically, period. Not to bring in some satanic mess. And I'm telling you what, folks. The 9/11 event is a mess. I have so much documentation of what a mess it was. It was wrong and it was corrupt. And I believe the project for a new American century that included Cheney and Bush and Rumsfeld and Crystal and all these other names, these guys put it together. They said we need a modern day Pearl Harbor event, and then they went and created it. Nothing lines up on that whole day, nothing lines up on that event. They had changed laws and rules and regulations, so now couldn't deploy flights to protect the air without a phone call to Cheney, and Cheney wasn't available. Now this Rumsfeld, the director of the Department of Defense, and he was off on Tony Land, except for some reason today, or the day before at 3 p.m., he had an emergency meeting of Congress to say, oh, by the way, The Department of Defense has lost $2.4 trillion, but we're going to look really hard for it, folks. They got $2.4 trillion in 2001. Come on. And then you have to look at the Trade Center building number 7 and the newly remodeled section of the Pentagon that supposedly got hit by a plane, although there was no shrapnel whatsoever. It was just a quite big rocket. Where the bodies go on the plane, they were dissipated, disintegrated from the impact. Yeah. That happens. I mean, unless you have 18 million pounds of, rocket fuel in it, it's just there are so many layers of radical ridiculousness that I can go through it one. Then here I go. You're listening to Rabbi Jonathan Cohen about 9/11, about the ground zero where our founders consecrated this nation and the church that survived 9/11, and was where the papers hung of their signed agreement of consecration to the United States of America. And you start to look into the details of what went down, and it's really, it doesn't make sense. A plane cannot take down those buildings. There's video of explosions in the buildings right as the plane approached. Before it contacted this plane, underneath there's all kinds of massive explosive equipment. The amount of smoke and explosion that came out of those buildings was ridiculous. They had fires, people would call and say, hey, there's a fire, but it's containable. Boom, there it goes. I mean, folks, it was, I'm sorry, there was corruption. There are people out there, I promise you, I've studied this inside out upside down. There are people out there, and I think you know their names, that have chosen a path of righteous, self-righteous arrogance, where they believe it's okay, that they think the death of 3,000 people that day that we know of is worthy of the long-term outcome, and one of the names is Bush. Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush, was brought here from Nazi Germany. Period fact. Hidden. Snack. A refugee. And his son, George, I mean, Herbert Walker Bush, became the head of the CIA and then president. VP and then president. And then his son, I'm telling you folks, these people have got on big time. And you know, God knows, and the media can't touch it. The media won't touch that kind of stuff. They just attack and destroy, as the devil steel can destroy. Just absolutely watch people destroy. Shadow, like Solansky, like I covered on Friday. You know, what is it? Singularize, or whatever it is. It's polarize and polarize, something else. Personalize, polarize. Pigalize, that's what they do. And that's just what they do, it's demonic. It's not looking for the outcome of the country. God forbid that, you're allowed to even consider the fact that maybe there was an inside job on 9/11. But frankly, if you do research, and most people do, it's been 21 years. Most people won't go watch the movie 9/11 Mysteries, the actual 2-hour and some minute. And then you know it, I talk to people, and I've been around a lot of people who love them. There's a lot of you out there that just, I'm not on the internet, I don't want to try, I don't have the time. Go watch it. And then why? Kevin, it's so old, why? Who cares? Because you won't understand where we're at today. However, it came about the collapse of those train towers, in my opinion, was the collapse of Mystery Babylon, biblically laid out in Revelation 17 and 18. No, that's not what I have. The woman who writes the Beast book said from Dave Hunt in 1990, or whatever it is, times have changed, information changes. Based on the information of the time, you have good information, but not anymore. Anything that was written before now, financially, I tell people, any behavior economically of the economy before 9/11, forget about it. I was in banking and money back then, and post 9/11, not the same way, folks. Zero similarities. You need to understand and comprehend that the two have nothing in common. Post 9/11, wake up spiritually. And the Bible says that too, I believe, verse 17 and 18. You know, it lays it out, 2:18. There's not one scripture that conflicts. Not one. And I've gone through it on the show a number of times. I won't necessarily do it today. But there's, it's endless data. You go to Revelation 14, it goes through the angels. The one is responsible to spread the gospel upon the earth. And then it says the hour of his wrath has come out, and then what comes? So it says, spread the gospel on the earth, angel 1, angel 2, mystery Babylon goes down, angel 3, the mark of the beast comes. It says the hour of his wrath has come. I've discussed this, and I believe it's in 1 Peter 3:8, maybe, where it says a day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is a day, requires a teeny little bit of math. If 1,000 years is a day has 24 hours, that's about 41.67 years. The hour of his wrath is 41.67 years. Add that on to 9/11 of 01, you're at about 20:42:03. Christ said this generation shall not pass away until we see the coming of the Son of Man. The generation that sees the actual accepted global regathering of Israel in 1967. When the UN accepted him as a nation, you had one generation, 76 years old, 75, 76, or 2043. So here, that's where I'm coming from right now. 2022, I believe, and you might say, okay, okay. Jesus said, no one knows the day or the hour. He didn't say the year. He told you the name of the generation. He didn't say the month or the year. I'm not nailing dates, but I'm telling you, ballparky, you have about 20 years, so what's going to go down now? Clinch, I never saw the mask and vaccine thing coming. That's how they separate us. And then you get these people that are driven evilly. Look at the Biden administration, folks. It's like, oh yeah, it's just politics, Kevin. You know, you're just a Republican and you really don't want to see the other side. You're right. I don't like it, but I look at it, but I'll tell you what, this is not normalcy. This is pure evil. This is people, what do they want to do? Destroy the Constitution, blaspheme all of our founders, destroy the country, burn it down, lie, use their political power to string up great opponents, have these false trials, fake impeachments, incredible amounts of theft and corruption, evil. Our country's been taken over by evil. I'm sorry you have to turn and listen to this, but I'm telling you today. This stuff's on my heart, man. And I'm sorry if it's too much for you. I see what I see, and that's it. 21st anniversary of 9/11. Do you realize what's going on? We've got cryptocurrency that went flip-flop. By the way, just to touch base, precious, there's nothing like precious metals, folks. Genesis chapter 2, boom. God creates heaven and the earth in 1, recaps it in 2, tells you why there's gold, tells you it's good, gives you the highest rabbinical compliment, ancient Hebrew compliment. It's Taub. The best of the best of the best of the best of the best, and you can look the word up. It's got 22 English equivalents for the most positive ones, you know, health, wealth, prosperity, happiness, joy, beneficial, courteous, everything. God made gold and silver precious metals-based assets for money, period. You are not, your money is not money. What you think is money is not money. Your 401k, good luck with that. And you might go, well, Kevin, you're so negative. Yeah, I guess so, because I think I've been there, done that, and I know money just a little bit. Paper, it's not, we used to say paper, it's not even paper, digital currency, why would you want that? What is it? Well, I can look on my iPhone and it tells me how much money I have. Well, yeah, that's the way God made it. God forbid you pull it in your hand, put it in your pocket, and carry it around. All these places I go, because of the shortage I went, where was that recently? It was unbelievable. I can't even remember. I was somewhere recently, maybe at the fair, or no, it was somewhere else. But it was like, because of the shortage in coinage, that we're requiring exact change, otherwise we can't give you change back. The shortage in coinage. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was in D.C. and made privy to the fact the Federal Reserve folks has a building, probably at least as big as the Spokane Arena. It reminds me of the De Beers Diamond facility. They have computers that lap coinage. They make it, they roll it, then they qualify it in $1,000 bricks, and then they put $1,000 bricks and they strap them into $10,000 bricks, and then $100,000 bricks, and then $1 million bricks, and it goes up and up and up and up and up until you get about a 12 by 12 by 10 foot brick. That is $1 billion in change. And then they have electronic devices, brainless, or brainful, or whatever you want to call them, that are able to hold control around, and they destroy these things and they stack them. They're autonomous forklift pallet carrier machines, and they stack these things so high and so deep. At that time, they had so much change, they didn't know what to do with it. Why? Because everyone got in the state quota program, and then they eventually rejected it all. Just like they do here, they bring them in and they think they want something out of nothing because they made a billion of every day in their work. And they all go back to the Fed if you take your money to the local bank. Every bank's controlled by the Fed now. It all goes to the Fed. Overnight funding, they call it. If they give it to the Fed, they get interest on it. And the Fed packs it and packs it and stacks it. There has never been more change, cash or currency, in storage in the Fed than now. But we have a shortage now. We want digital currency. Why? Control. We want to control you. They're working hard to eliminate cash. I still use cash everywhere I go all the time. And guess what? Small business owners love it. So while they know what small business owners, they're conservative and they love cash, well, we better get after them. We better get 87,000 IRS agents and just add it to the snap. This is the United States of America doing good yet? No. This is pretty scary, folks. This is long as long gets. This is where we're at right now. This isn't a conspiracy. It's not. I get people telling me all kinds of conspiracies. Or Kevin, why don't you cut on this or that or that? Like, because it's a conspiracy. I like facts, evidential truth. Well, yeah, but this is factual. Nah. You gotta know how to dissect evidence. 100% and 99% aren't the same. You gotta be really careful. It requires a level of intelligence sometimes, not just to see the evidence placed before you, but to see the evidence. There is not. You know how many people in the 90s on the Clinton, when they got the DNA testing approved for crimes, do you know that 11% of people were let off of death row over the next 4 years? 11% of the 4,200 or 4,100 or whatever it is people that were on death row in the United States of America, 11% were released based on DNA evidence. So what happened? There was a show I saw and it was called Stossel back in the day, maybe 2020. 96% of those cases involved prosecutorial suppression of evidence. That meant that the prosecutor thinks he's a baseball player keeping track of his batting average or win streak, and he or she could not allow that information out to the defendant because they'd lose and have to give up and they couldn't settle for a plea. So they would keep this information under their hat and then settle lower than they thought they should have, or just hang on to the wall and say, tough. People were on death row. Now, if 11% of the people get exonerated by DNA, how many more are innocent? That's the problem with our death penalty. And I hear people today griping about these five guys that orchestrated 9/11. And now they're negotiating no death sentence and blah blah blah. You know, whatever Khalif Sheikh Mohammed made us out of our age. And I'm driving today listening to this and I'm like, how do I know even though they're guilty? I know a lot of the facts and details of 9/11. Yeah, some of them were scammed, some of them were conned. Some of them believed that they were leading the march. They believed that they were leading the cause, but they were being manipulated and controlled. So, who's true and who's right and who's wrong? If you ever watch the stuff that's happened at Guantanamo, some of the heinous, horrible torture, 83 days, they take a man who they misunderstand. This happened in 1-1, by the way. What is the term where they send them over to Egypt for torture? I'll figure it out. Terrible. But they, really terrible on the horse. So they bring me, because they don't respect human life. Truth and justice is amazing. If someone's truly legitimately guilty of something like that, death. Not 15 years of madness. But they have guys where they would chain them in a position. This is serious, it's horrifying. Chain them in a position where they can't stand and they can't sit. And then play the harshest, nastiest, satanic metal music at the maximum volume. At extreme lights. And every person that ever speaks to them in these cells, while they're being sprayed with ice cold water, comes in with the scariest masks you've ever seen, have women in terrifying masks try to sexually seduce them. This happened. This is Guantanamo. That doesn't count waterboarding, which we've heard all about. This happened. And people are telling you that they're all conservative, you know, you have to stand by America. No, that is wrong and sick. And terrifying and horrible. And I mean, I'm telling you, it's happened. In so many cases, they snap. They bite people. People bite. This one guy lasted 83 days. And finally, there was some guy attorney. They weren't telling him what they were doing. It was unbelievable. And he made it somehow. And he was innocent. They grabbed the wrong guy. There was an American architect. He was in Dubai. And he got a phone call for about 1 second from some weird Muslim relative who missed out on him. When he came to the US, they took him. Snapped him up as he came in. His wife was there and he was well connected. They shipped him off to Egypt. Starts with an R. So we can no longer talk to our country, so we just refer it to another country. And he got hauled off to Egypt and his wife was fighting for him and his senator was on the side and all of a sudden she turned because it was so politically incorrect to support this. Anything to do with 9/11, I mean, these are the things we did, and this is definitely not where I was planning on going today, which is always my case. But the fact of the matter is, we haven't handled this well. Politics is horrible. There's so many laws on our books, folks, that are just due to emotional hype. People, special interest groups, griping and hyping, and it's the politically correct thing to do at the time. And we against the ball. Islam is an evil, evil, evil religion. But, and here's my problem, is we have quote freedom of religion, but do we? Should we? Should we have allow a religion that commands a theocracy, that criticizes our faith, that claims publicly, well, especially scripturally, to want to assassinate us in the most heinous, sick, horrid ways imaginable? You know, because that we lie to ourselves. We have all these situations where we're like, when after 9/11 I would see these, excuse me, but white, black, whatever, American politicians come out next to a Muslim and say, Islam is a peace-loving religion. No one from Islam would say it. It was always the American politician. It's a lie. It's an evil, evil religion. They've done tons of damage to our nation. Here's the other side of 9/11. The important side of 9/11 is all the people's lives that were lost, innocently. All of our heroes, our first responders, our firemen, our police officers, that's what matters, that's the sick part. And it's wrong, and it's sad, and it's wrong, and people died by the masses. And they died more later, but whose hands is the blood really on? If you watch, you know, all of the videos and the movies about it, please watch 9/11 Mysteries. Hattie Hunter, one of the supposed pilots, the entire World Trade Center, collapses, pulverizes in the dust, it's obviously by professionals, some of us. The plane explodes, burns up, and all this, and just coincidentally down on the sidewalk below it, they find the passport and family photos and all this for Hattie Hunter. And there's more things like this. It was all put together. Names they never tracked down, people that were verified to not have been in the United States at the time, yeah. Please trust me in this. Do not sit there and think that I am unpatriotic. Do your own research. Nothing nauseates me more than the Proverbs 18:2 person, which says a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his own opinion. Facts and evidence is all that really matters in this world, folks. If you're a believer, you love truth. If you don't love truth, I'm sorry, you're probably not walking with God the way you should. That doesn't mean I've had people come in and sorry and flabbity dab dab, yabba dabba do. Guess what? Not happening. You guys don't have your facts straight. You're not looking for the truth. Why gobble up some of the dumbest conspiracies that make no sense? Why? That's the same mentality of some of the preacher rapture stuff. All of a sudden this unnatural activity is going to occur. We're spiritual beings living a physical life, and God has a plan, and it's gonna play out, it's gonna get tough. There's a tribulation coming. I say enjoy your life today. If you wanna travel, travel. want a plane, get a plane. You want a certain kind of car, get a car. Be smart, but go do what you can do now, because I really believe if they're going to go to every extreme to shut down the next major election. You're going to have a new virus or a new strain of this or that, and I'm not telling you they're not creating these things. There are so many nasty strains of viruses out there that they've created. It doesn't make it, okay, but the point is, it's the control, it's the agenda that goes with this stuff that's destroying us. It's the garbage that they put forth that's absolutely wiping us out. They're having us, run around. The mask thing is the stupidest thing ever. With COVID-19, and trust me, I'm familiar with it. With COVID-19, the masks make no difference. Give it up. It's a lie. Aerosol's not how it's transferred. It's through touch. You went to a public restroom, and if it's there, you're done. I mean, that's really what it's all about. So don't, it's just control. They can tell who's at work, who's not at work. They can shame you. I have a relative who's a doctor who knows that vaccines are bad, and they went to the hospital with their mother. And the guy that was kept trying to get him to take a vaccination, and they were like, no. And then they locked him in a way, wouldn't help him, wouldn't come. And then her mother was super cold and said she needed a blanket, waited a half an hour, finally came out. They told her to get back, because she's such a dangerous threat. And then when they brought the blanket, they opened the door like 2 inches and held the blanket with blue gloves by the very tip and handed it. I mean, give me a break. I have another relative who's a doctor who's moved around the town lately because of this toxicity, and they don't believe in vaccinations, talking about the toxicity of the medical industry and how out of hand they've become, and so destructive towards people that aren't vaccinated. Folks, every bit of evidence shows the vaccine doesn't work. The sickest people, the highest per capita mortality rate, a good friend of my wife's family's son, who's a 27-year-old Marine, died shortly after his vaccination of, guess what, myocarditis, a heart attack. The vaccines, if you're naive enough to not think that a cumulative handout across the board of $250 billion, that's a quarter of $1 trillion, you know, I don't even know what that means. But if you don't think that that affects 99.9% of people, then you are confused, because money makes the world go round, whether you like it or not, good, bad, ugly. Money has its benefits, but man, does it have its detriments, right? And these pharmaceutical companies, Trump said any pharmaceutical company, or the ones that chose to work with him, that would produce a vaccine by a certain date, got $40 billion, plus all of their research and development covered. And then, you think that's a lot of money? I do too. Then, you get hospitals, adult care homes, you get ambulances, EMTs, municipalities, corps. Money was flying left and right. Do they care now? No, the money's out. So just realize we're all put together. So financially, what's going on? It's a great, great, great distraction financially, is it not? It keeps us looking the wrong direction. In the end, the globalists go, okay? There's no way they are running globalists. In the end, the globalists go is to take and centrally control your money. centrally control your food, and they're working on a quad that's your energy and your life. And they can't, and then they con you into believing it's for your own good. Mandatory electric cars. I saw where, what city it was, San Francisco, who knows, but it was, they said this winter, your electric heating costs are going to be up 44%. And that's all. 44%. How come? How come? Now, ultimately, COVID. How does that even make sense? I mean, how can COVID cause a shortage in power? Well, it's called being stupid, Kevin. All you gotta do is turn on your social media channel and they'll tell you right there it's true, and if it's true, it's true. If it's on the internet, it's gotta be true. How does COVID destroy your power? I'm still trying to figure that one out. Not sure. But working on it. If you know how COVID actually affected power, I'm interested. Well, Kevin, it's a shortage of staff. We got blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's say you're true. Shortage of staff. How's that? Well, you know, Kevin, we have this program in the government where we had people more money. They made more money a week than they did when they were working because we added another $600 a week tax-free on top of their other income. And guess what people do when they make more money, especially if they're not too bright? Well, they go out and they spend it, and they get themselves a little bit of debt. And you know what we always do? Well, I'm gonna have that money next month. You know, why do people go 12 months no interest, or 36 months no interest, no payment, or 12 months no interest, no payment, with a balloon payment? Why do you think in 12 months you're gonna have more money than you did today? I spent years in banking and money. Stolen money, but I was like, what are you thinking? You bought today, then you're gonna be rich tomorrow? Probably not. You gotta be wise financially all the time. The Federal Reserve is doing everything. You gotta think about it, right? What the Federal Reserve said, our founders made it. Claims Act 1792, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Additionally, is the Congress was responsible for the creation of all money. Money was supposed to be specifically segregated and evaluated, restricted and regulated based on a gold standard of what we call an eagle. An eagle is a $10 gold piece, 1/2 ounce of gold. A double eagle, prior to 1933, was a $20 gold piece. $10 gold piece is an eagle, $5 a half eagle, 2.5 a quarter eagle. And then they have $1 gold pieces from the day too. Yes, are they good investments? Heck yes, the best. When they're available, that's what you want. There's people that are just wanting some of that bullion, you know, and it's all back, you. But the whole thing is like, you want to balance. That's some of the best stuff. My personal vault is filled with that stuff. Love it. Premiums, when they're down, I buy it. There's nothing better. 2033, except from FDR's confiscation. FDR was a whack job, folks. He was a radical left-wing communist. He did so much damage to this country. He held us in the state of the depression in every way he could. He chose every monetary policy and every fiscal policy and every civil policy to maintain poverty in this nation because it helped him maintain control. How much industrial growth? How much technological growth occurred during the Depression? You go back and you look at the Roaring Twenties, which are kind of bizarre because we had prohibition in effect. But it got to the point where they allowed it, prohibition was a crazy time, but the Roaring Twenties, man, did we make some good stuff. even cars, planes, everything, we were doing it. Here come the 30s, here comes FDR. 33 to 46, what happened? Flap. Actually, 29 to 46, flap. But what happened? Well, we had to at least produce product for World War II. How'd we do in World War II? Flap. We go out and line up all of our boats and everything in Pearl Harbor with tons of warnings coming to FDR. I don't think that was an accident. I think it was a communist sellout. I think he was a glorified Biden. We sell out. What we do? Well, we build all these tanks. We created production because we had no choice. How's our technology? Well, golly gee, go watch Normandy Beach. We were morons, idiots. We got slaughtered. World War I was just as bad. What I mentioned. Communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it, Marxism, doesn't work. We'd send out hundreds of thousands of men just to get slaughtered with bullets. Then you get a little bit of violence. You start with a little touch of Reagan. You get a little bit of Bush, you get a little Trump. Our technology, after the Iranian event in 1980, we decided we weren't going to be quite as big a fool as anyone. We started to build some pretty respectable military. By the way, if you want to watch a movie, watch Maverick. This is the second Top Gun movie. I have a theater in my home because I love movies. And it's a nice theater. It's probably one of my great investment hobby things. I have an Dolby Atmos system, a huge screen, and a Sony XDR 4K projector. I love quality movies. You see that movie on the screen? You gotta go watch it, Maverick. Go watch it. If you don't like that movie, you don't like America. That is rock and roll. That movie shows who we really are. And what we're capable of. Like, one of my dad's best friends was a Top Gun instructor. He had over 8,000 hours. My dad owned a small portion of a charter service that had like 9 planes and a helicopter. And when I was young and growing up, I got to go out every weekend, 1 or 2 days in a Belgian Ranger 210 helicopter. We would go out to ranches in Montana. And the ranchers hated the coyotes because the coyotes destroyed their flock, their livestock. So we would shoot coyotes. It's true story. We would shoot coyotes from a helicopter with a military pilot. And I got a lot of cool life experience out of that. And we'd be flying back in the mountains of Montana from 150,000 acre ranch to the next. So I grew up around aircraft, and I love it. I just wish I had bought some. You know, when I can afford it now, holy moly, you can't touch the stuff with a 10-foot pole. But his best friend, who got him into that, a lot of his best friends, was a Top Gun, ex-Top Gun instructor. Amazing, amazing pilot stories of, you know, landing planes in the middle of blizzards on I-90 in Montana, you know, the power lines, just crazy stuff. The guy was incredible. And my dad, mostly my dad, got to really experience a lot of this. I got a fair amount of experience too. But I'm telling you, what, you get pilots of that caliber, goodbye. You don't even know. My dad was flying one time, I guess you're not mad with me. When they got stuck in that blizzard, they weren't even supposed to be flying, but Bruce Watkins was my dad's friend's name, and he had taken a plane up, but, you know, just didn't even communicate with control. My dad was flying somewhere, the blizzard was hellacious, and he had to bring it down on I-90 in Montana, and it ended up being near where there is now the $50,000 Silver Dollar Bar, which used to be the $10,000 Silver Dollar Bar. Then it was raised $7, now it's just a bunch of Eisenhower Cup. But it was, they were coming down in this horrendous blizzard, and my dad said all of a sudden the plane just clipped. to the point where his stomach almost came out of his mouth, you know, and he's like, whoa. And he said instantly this big power line went right above him. And he's like, how did you see that coming? And his buddy, the Top Gun X guy, was like, instinct. You fly planes that well, that long, you get instinct. These guys are good. And you gotta watch Maverick. And Tom Cruise did a beautiful job. He made every one of those pilots go through 6 months of training so that they actually flew F-18s. So when you see their helmets bouncing around and the G-forces, it's all real film. They spent 2 years alone just trying to get the camera equipment in the F-18 without hindering the visual. They used also what's called cinejets and all this other stuff. Tom Cruise, I know he's a Christian Scientologist. I don't even know if the word's Christian, that's really stupid. Whatever it's called, he's a fool spiritually. But as a human being, he's a rock star. The guy loves to fly, he's incredible. And for 4 years, they wanted to get that movie out, and he would not take the movie, the second Top Gun, without the perfect story and all the appropriate training and cooperation from the Navy. Every one of those actors had been launched from Navy ships by the big springs they have at least 6 times. They'd all landed an F-18 with the springs. I mean, what an incredible blessing. I'm not out of time, but when I was in college and I didn't know Jack from Jill, I had a friend who was in the Air National Guard, and this is the 80s, times are not the same now, and they had some family and friend day where you could go fly in an F-16 as a passenger, and he said, hey, you want to do this? I go, sure. You know, I'm talking like, I'm like 20. I didn't know, like I said, Jack from Jill. And I show up at the base out in Montana, and they strap me in the back of this F-16. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know anything. And off this guy goes, of course they don't do this now. And I grew up in Great Falls, Montana, and this thing, the sonic booms above me. Now, some Air Force bases there. It's the second testing, it was always the second testing ground behind Area 51. Because Montana was wide open space, they tested crazy stuff. Some of the stuff I saw flying around there, you wouldn't believe it. And we would hear sonic booms all the time as they were testing all kinds of different equipment and whatever. And I have an uncle who was instrumental in constructing the SR-71 Blackbird, which is the fastest plane that we know of, not counting Project Atlanta, blah, 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 whatever, which is called the Scramjet, which does like Mach 10. But anyway, so I get strapped in this F-16, and up the guy goes. And I'm flying with this guy, and it's terrifying, it's horrible, it's uncomfortable, it's hot, I can't breathe, I don't even know what I'm doing there. I don't even know why I'm there, my buddy just shoved me in the back. And the guy's just going crazier and crazier, we're doing these huge loops, and we're shooting the line, Great Falls, Montana. And then he breaks sonic barrier, and we're doing whatever it is, 1,000 miles an hour, and pretty soon he goes, there's Billings. You know, Billings, that road's about 240. As the bird flies, it might be 150, 160. And I'm like, he's like, there's Billings, and pretty soon there's Bozeman, and then I'm like, what? And he's doing these huge loop-de-loops, flying upside down, he's doing all this twisty stuff, and I'm... And I was in incredible shape. I was a college athlete, incredible athlete, strong. And I knew enough about the G-force thing that you tighten your gun, you break, 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 you know. And I'm fighting this stuff, and I'm like, oh, I can hardly wait till I get back. And all of a sudden, on the radio, on the headphones, he goes, you doing okay? And I said, no. He goes, you're not. I go, no. And he goes, why didn't you say something? I said, I didn't know I was supposed to. And he goes, well, you were, didn't you get the briefing? I'm like, what briefing? Well, I showed up a little bit late with another friend. Apparently, I missed the briefing. The briefing was that the pilot of the F-16 was going to take you for a ride, and he was going to increase intensity until you said, I've had enough. Well, guess what? I missed the briefing and I just about lost my cookies, and I'll tell you what, I couldn't walk straight for 2 days. And looking back, I wish I knew what I was getting into because I didn't enjoy a moment of it, and I wish I could have. Most people can't say they've had that experience. I also got to fly on a P-51, which is like a lame-duck church plane. It's one of the most incredible planes there is. You go upside down, looking sideways. And the thing is, when you're flying, it's one thing. When you're a passenger, it's another. So, there we go. I used up some time on that story. I'm sorry for sharing that. I just have. Like I said, God's given me an interesting life, and I appreciate it. So here we go, we got ourselves about a minute left. You already know the electric shutdown game. I've got so many notes here about Biden, threats to democracy, attacking conservatives, you know, all this garbage. I just want to get into it. Trust me. Coins Plus. Folks, seriously, infomercial time, please. Convert your money. There is never a better time. The metals moved today pretty strong, I agree. You know, I mean, silver took about a 4% run. It's waking up, it's gonna hit so hard, so fast. I don't care what you have financially, I've got one solution. That's what God said. Precious metals, you will win. You're at the brink. The price is low, the economy's strapped. We're in deep doo-doo. There's no other place to go with your money. 509-444-0044, and there's no other dealer that treats you like we do. It's straight wholesale to you. We don't have retail commission, nothing. No one gives you a better deal than pure good quality product, etc. Call us, please. 444-0044, okay. Take care, God bless, have a beautiful night. Thank you, bye-bye.